You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
There is a lot on our plate on this Monday morning on the Home of Sport SEN Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Hello to wherever you're listening right across the SEN network. If you're tuned in on the SEN app, you could be absolutely anywhere. You could be somewhere around the world. We would love to hear from you on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457 736 736. You can, of course, call the Motorola open line 1300 01 1170, and we are here for Bryden's Lawyers. And on a Monday morning between 8 and 9, the GOAT joins us, Mr. Cameron Smith. Queensland, Brisbane, top of the table. Dolphins still top four. How are you, Cameron?
I'm very good, boys. I was at the game, the Battle of Brisbane, Dolphins v the Broncos. What a match. 51,000, almost capacity crowd. It was as big as it gets for a club footy game. I was out the front to start the match, and the whole town was just a buzz with the game. There was Dolphins merchandise everywhere. The Broncos got booed when they ran out on the field. It was quite amazing, boys. But what a night for rugby league.
Yeah, well, another weekend where the Cowboys didn't have a win, so they're back on. But you had the two Queensland derbies, if you will, to have the Cowboys playing Titans and Dolphins Brisbane, so quite impossible for all four Queensland teams to win. But there's some pretty good signs, because I thought Titans were resilient under, it's a shame about the injuries, AJ Brimson in particular, Kieran Foran, but Cowboys a lot better. And then Dolphins, Broncos. I mean, Broncos top of the table. I'm going to ask you right at the top here now, Cameron. I can't remember, where did you have the Broncos in your eight before the season started? Did you
yes,
have
I
them
did.
As a top eight side?
Okay. Yeah, I did.
Did you have them as a top four side?
No.
Do you think they're a top four side?
Well, if they're sitting in top of the table at the moment, Vossie. So if they continue on their little path that they're on, you'd like to think that they can stay there. But it wasn't that long ago that, you know, six rounds to go in last year's season. And I know they had a couple of things go against them, an injury to Herbie Farmworth, and Patrick Carrigan got that 4 or 5 week suspension for the hip drop. That's when their season just all went downhill. But they were sitting inside the top four with six rounds to go. So, you know, that's still in the back of my mind. As good as they are travelling at the moment, unbeaten, atop of the ladder, there is a lot of football to be played. And, you know, for guys like yourself, Vossie and Brandy, who have been around the game for a long, long time, it's good to be excited about, you know, the way a team is travelling and performing, but it's very, very early in the season and we've got so much of the season to come.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only four rounds in, so small sample size. But you can only judge them on what they've done so far. But
That's right.
It's hard to look in the future and just say where they're going to finish because of those question marks you still have over a whatever team it is, Cammer. I was staggered that it did come down to the last play. Like, Katoni, if the ball bounces a little bit more awkwardly for Katoni Staggs, the Dolphins were a chance to score a try, you know, right at the death. And to lose O'Sullivan, lose Cody Nikurima, you know, they didn't start with Jeremy Marshall-King, so they lost their second string hooker. Tessie New was playing on one leg. So to stay within 6 points of the Broncos was an incredible effort from the Dolphins.
Oh, it was huge. And many would say, and I believe that could the result could have possibly, well, easily gone the other way. It could have gone the Dolphins' way. If they were a full-strength outfit like the Broncos were, maybe that result was different. Tessie New injured his knee in the first 10 minutes. So he looked like he was going to come from the field, but they didn't really have a replacement or a rotation to change their lineup. So he actually played on one leg. And if you remember where they created that overlap in the first half down his side and Reece Walsh put him into touch, if he's 100% fit there and he's not carrying that knee injury, I think he runs over the top of Reece Walsh there and scores. Like he'd done in the first three rounds, like he'd scored some great tries in the corner. So, and you talk about that last play, Brandy. That was a pretty smart kick that Milford put in. He put that low, grubbering kick on that really tight angle, which we've seen many, many times. Just a a nice bounce for one of his chasers to score, and then maybe we go and we're sort of thinking, well, we're talking about a Dolphins victory. So if you're in the Broncos camp, extremely happy with where they're at and they're unbeaten and all that sort of stuff, but you need to look back, you know, carefully over that game and say, hey, listen, boys, we may have just got away with one here.
Okay, now I'm going to throw at you, both of you blokes, because you are the rugby league experts here. We're going to play a little game here, and you'd know about this. Better, same, or not as good. You have to lock this in. No explanation. Okay. You have to say the side is better, is the same, or not as good. Because take stock of the competition table after four rounds. You're talking top four, Broncos, Seagulls, Dolphins, Warriors. A lot of the heavy hitters from last year, not there. So I'm going to run through the teams in order from last year. Penrith, better, same, or not as good? Cameron, as last year? What you think they are? Better, same, or not as good?
I think just off the opening month, you have to say not as good.
Not as good. I don't need any explanation. Just that's all. We just put it there. Brandy, tough one for you. Better, same, not as good.
That's a tough one for Brandy.
I'll leave you out of it then, Brandy.
I'm going to say the same.
Same. Melbourne, throwing it at you, Cameron. Better, same, not as good as last year.
I think not as good.
Yep.
At this point in time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Dealing with the first four rounds, not as good.
Cowboys, better, same, not as good. And I'm not talking about onwards, what you've seen of them this year.
It's hard to say because of, you know, the players that they've been missing. I still think the Cowboys and Heelam Lukey back in that side, he's a player, Heelam Lukey. They could be better, but
I don't think I said that was one of the options. Could be better. Better, same, or not as good, Cowboys, Cameron.
Again, going off last year, not as good. I think they've had a pretty poor start. I think they need to be... They're a much better footy side. Those three teams that you mentioned, Vossie, they're better football teams than what we're seeing right now.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. But you see what I'm seeking here, that this competition, these sides are coming out the field. I'll throw Parramatta in. Beaten grand finals last year. Better, same, or not as good? Cameron, Parramatta,
not as good.
Well, going off because they were grand finalists, right? They finished second, so you would say not as good, but
not as good. So where's the this competition is so open.
So you know what
right
you're getting
now.
At. We know what you're getting at. Yeah, it's jam packed. It's going to be squashed. Yeah, and the
defense rests. Yeah. The defense rests. It just the prosecution.
Gee, you mounted a good case there, Andrew.
That's what I'm saying. Well, this is why I look at Cronulla, and I know it's the Dragons, but I look at the ingredients of the Cronulla side.
Yeah,
Origin's not going to be an impact on them. They have a little bit of depth there in the forwards, which I quite like. They have backup for the halfback, Braden Trindle. I think Cronulla have the ingredients to win the competition.
Those teams you named, barring the Cowboys, they've lost some significant players. So when you talk about Melbourne, the Bromwich brothers, Brandon Smith, Felice Kafusi, all gone. Then when you talk about Penrith, Kikau and Coruscant, two pretty big outs, and the same for Parramatta, Reed Marnie and Papali'i. We're talking significant contributors to those football sides. So, of course, they've been replaced with younger players, so they're going to take a little bit of time to get going. Probably the only side that hasn't lost, you know, significant players like that is the Cowboys. I know Tom Gilbert was a huge part of their football side, but I think he's the only guy that has left that squad from last year that played in the prelims. So, you know, naturally, those teams are not going to be the same or as good starting the year, but, you know, there's still quality outfits and you know, I guess Brandy and I are judging off this first month of football, which we have not seen their best, I don't believe.
Well, we're all doing it. Now, Cameron, one of the topics that Brandy and I and our listeners have been talking about, we had Tim Horan on last half hour. Rugby union legend, Joseph Swalehi. From the outside looking in, Joseph Swalehi at $1.6 million to rugby union. Will it make you want to watch more rugby union? Is he going to pull your kids through the gate and say, gee, I want to watch rugby union now? That's just where he's going. No, I'm being serious. I'm not being cynical. Yeah. I'm actually... Is it money well spent? $1.6 million per season?
Well, look, I think for the overall game, I don't think the ARU are looking at it that way. I think they're more looking at a World Cup opportunity, and him being in that rugby team will allow the Wallabies to have a greater chance of bringing that trophy home, which, you know, they haven't done for some time. I don't think in particular it's going to make more people go and play rugby. It may get a few more eyeballs on the game because he's such a wonderful talent. We've seen in our own game, and we're very fortunate we've got him for another season and a half. So he's only going to get better. But, I think the positive for our game is that he's still a very young man. When he goes over to rugby, he can do his thing over there. Hopefully he does, you know, some really good things. And I'm sure he'll be back in the NRL at some stage.
I think he just disappears into the ether. Like into the black hole that rugby is at the moment. Does anyone know any rugby players? Like they've got no. There's no spotlight on rugby at all, and I don't know if Joseph lifts the sport. I think he just off he goes to rugby
That might be the reason, Brandy. That might be the reason too. Is that they're sure it is, Cam.
I'm sure they're trying to. It's like
they're trying to. They're trying to get some eyeballs on their sport, and Joseph Swalihi is one of the biggest names in our competition right now, even though he's only just started out his career. You know, maybe you do have some people that you know continue watching our game, the NRL, and then they go over and try and follow his career when he joins rugby. I'm not too sure. Mm. I think their main goal though is to try and, you know, bolster their team for this, you know, for the World Cup when he goes over, and they can they can try and win that, or even get to, you know, to the final, deep into the finals, get to the final, because that'll, I guess, in some ways improve you know, rugby in Australia.
Cameron, on now, just before the news, you had a great text from a John who sent a text in, and it's a fair question. Has anyone in rugby union actually asked Joseph, in rugby league you said you didn't, you know, you turned your back on Australia to play for Samoa, because that's where your allegiance was. You said you've been raised a Samoan in the house and in the family. Is anyone in rugby union entitled to ask, are you sure that you committed to playing for Australia in rugby union, or does 1.6 million solve that problem? I mean, I reckon it's a pretty good point. I think it's a pretty good question to ask. Did anyone actually ask him that if we're paying you half as much, do you have this burning desire to play for Australia? I think it's a bloody fair question.
Yeah, it's a fair question to ask, because he chose not to play for Australia in the World Cup. I think a fair reason for that happening in the recent Rugby League World Cup, though, Vossi, was the opportunity to play fullback. And I think if he took on the opportunity to play for Australia, I think at best he would have been on the wing, because there was no way he was going to take the number one jersey from James Tedesco. There's no doubt about that. So I think the main reason he went over to Samoa was to wear the number one jersey. And when he's playing in rugby now, I think he'll get the position that he wants to play. He played a lot of fullback or outside centre as a schoolboy rugby player. Mm.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Anyway, interesting to see what happens.
It's a lot of dough either way.
Well, it is. And I think that text, John, from Janelli said, well, money talks. Well, of course it does. Like, that, like let's be it fair does. Income. Let's be honest. Like, 1.6, that's too hard to turn down, whether you're playing for the Wallabies or Samoa. That'll make your mind up pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Who you're going to play for. We spoke briefly to Dave Riccio about the Dragons and Ben Hunt's press conference, the post-match presser with Ben Hunt and Anthony Griffin last night. Ben Hunt was critical of the Dragons' management. Cameron, if you ever fronted a press conference and you were critical of the Melbourne Storm management publicly, you know there's a problem. If the captain's speaking out publicly, you know there's some issues, and boy, it can sweep through the camp pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly, you know, a guy like Ben Hunter, who's been around for a long, long time. I don't think he's going into a press conference after a match just throwing comments out willy-nilly. I think, you know, he would have thought about what he was saying and he would have knew what he was saying. And there's a bit happening there at the moment. Of course, the news during, well, last week came out that Anthony Griffin had to reapply for his job, essentially, that they were going to be searching for a new coach moving forward. So, you know, as players, it's, you know, and I know Ben Hunt and Anthony Griffin have a great
They're
relationship.
Close.
They haven't got a great yep. relationship, but they've known each other for a long, long time now as a player and coach. So, you know, I guess that's captain backing his coach up there a little bit, which is what we want to see, right? We want to see players backing their coach up as coaches do backing their players up. Unfortunately, the really hard thing for Anthony Griffin is that there hasn't been a lot of results go his way as coach. I think his win percentage yep. at the Dragons over his 50-odd games is... It's around 40% win ratio, which isn't high. It's not terrible. There'd be a lot of coaches in our competition right now with the same winning percentage, but that's the hardest thing. In our game, our business is about winning. It's about performance. And if the Dragons can find some wins for him over the next month, the narrative will change and that noise will slowly go away.
Mm. Brisbane Eel says, would 1.6 get anyone to play for the West Tigers at the moment? 6 mil.
Well, Tigers always get.
That's a good question,
they
Brisbane Eel.
Into
I don't know if I can answer that.
That's also a good
one.
Question. It's great. This one, has anyone asked Joseph Swalee if he actually likes playing rugby league? Rugby union, sorry, over rugby league. It's the league nuff-nuffs that are taking umbrage. If he likes playing rugby over league, you know, so far in his short life,
yeah.
relatively speaking, in his sporting life, he's played rugby union, he's played rugby league. Does he perhaps like playing rugby union more than league? Yeah, Peter Volandis came out with a sarcastic comment. That might be the case.
Just on the grassroots thing and all, you know, Kings... Mm. Going to King's College, I don't class that as grassroots. But Vossi, I could be wrong here, but I'm pretty sure Joseph Swalee started his footballing life out at Penrith at Glenmore Park playing rugby league, league. He was a league player, and then they realised what a talent he was, and he got a scholarship to King's. He only played rugby union because he went to King's College.
It's a rugby school.
And you can't play rugby league at the college. At GPS schools bar rugby league because they're scared of it. Yeah, you know, let's call a spade. They're scared of rugby league taking over. Yeah. So they only let them play rugby union. Imagine if that was a women's sport and girls weren't allowed to play a particular sport. There'd be an outcry. Mm. But in GPS system, you can't play rugby league. Good point, Brandy. 22 after 8. Cameron Smith is going to come back with his Pull Up Your Socks for Underworks nominations in a moment. Who has to pull up your socks out of the weekend? We'll find that out in a moment. If you've got a question for Cameron, the GOAT, fire it in on the Edgewater Homes text line 0457-736-736. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.